Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLX. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Today is Good Friday, and Sunday is Easter. Since I learned long ago through firsthand experience that it is frowned upon to raise one's hand to ask questions during church services, let's go in depth with Pastor Jeff Shydock of First Christian Reformed Church in Pella and Pastor John Chadwick of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Knoxville to learn about Easter. I met with Pastor Shydock at our Pella studio. What's the Easter story?
The Easter story is the story of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who had died on Good Friday. He had suffered for our sins. He had been put to death by Pilate, who was a Roman authority at that time, put to death even though he was pronounced innocent. He was a man without sin, without any wrongdoing, and so he was able to stand in as our substitute for the penalty of our sin. He died, and on the third day, on Easter Sunday morning, he rose from the grave by the power of God, and we celebrate his resurrection.
And when did Christianity start celebrating Easter?
I trust that it was celebrated very early, because by the time John is writing, he speaks of having his visions on the Lord's Day, that in the Old Testament, the Sabbath day, which would have been Saturday, the seventh day of the week, was the time for rest and for worship. By the time, just a few years after, they were gathering to worship not only with the Jewish people on the Sabbath, but also the next day, the Lord's Day, the Sunday, the first day of the week, when the Lord rose.
It would seem that Easter would be the preeminent Christian holiday, yet more people celebrate Christmas. Is that correct? Is it the preeminent holiday, and why do we spend so much more time on Christmas, if it is?
Easter and Christmas are among many of the central holy days of the Christian faith. It is primary and it is central in the sense that it is the time of resurrection, when our salvation, the work of Christ, was fulfilled and completed, and we have the assurance that the sacrifice for our sins was accepted. Christmas is significant because of the incarnation, God taking on our human flesh, but that has also become very popularized with the giving of gifts and all the other celebration, and so that tends to be a bigger holiday because the culture as a whole has taken that one on. Good Friday also is a major holiday, but that one is becoming less and less significant. It involves getting off of work on Friday and all of that, but that's the time when the sacrifice for our sins was actually made. Ascension Day, which is a day shortly after, 40 days after Easter, when our Lord ascended into heaven, is another great holy day. It's the coronation of Jesus Christ as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and yet that one, because it's on a Thursday in the middle of the week, one that is often forgotten, even among Christians. There's a lot of Christians that don't even celebrate or set that day aside. So there are a lot of high and important days. Easter is one of them. Some of them get more play because they're more culturally acceptable or adapted by the culture.
One of the things that comes with Easter are new Easter clothes and dressing up and everybody in their Easter finest. Can you explain that tradition?
I would imagine it has something to do with the transition into springtime, that this is the time not only of celebrating one of the high days of the Christian calendar, but it's also a time to celebrate the coming of spring, the new life. The tulips are coming up, the grass is turning green, and now is the time to change from the warmer, darker winter clothes to now the spring and summer flowered and more brightly colored clothes. So I assume it's partly because it's a holy day, partly because it's the transition of seasons.
More in depth after this. I continued my discussion with Pastor Shydock. There are a lot of symbols associated with Easter that don't necessarily seem to be from the Christian tradition, Easter bunny, Easter eggs, etc. Can you explain that?
I think some of those come from the new life. The resurrection is going from dead to alive. It's a springtime festival that relates to the new life coming. And so an egg, a chicken hatching from an egg, is another way of remembering that new life. The egg almost being a symbol of the tomb, the chicken skin coming out of it is the new life coming out of the deadness of the tomb. I know in many cultures the eggs are decorated in very fancy ways. I happen to be half Slovak, and so my youth growing up, we did a special kind of coloring of the Easter eggs with great designs and decorations. It was always a great highlight to decorate those Easter eggs.
I understand that church attendance will be up at Easter. Do you have any words to say to people that tend to only come near Christmas and Easter?
Certainly. Well, hopefully at Christmas and Easter, when you come to worship, you're hearing the good news, the celebration of the resurrection, and realize that the call of salvation that comes through the resurrection of our Lord is something that's a call not just to an occasional celebration, but is a call to a transformed lifestyle, toward a way of life, something that will affect the way you live 365 days a year. And so it's not just about going on one particular day to celebrate one particular event in the life of our Lord, but rather it's a call to follow Jesus, to walk in the way he walked, to live as he lived. And so, yeah, it's good to gather on those holy days, but they should be something that then transforms every day of our lives.
I met with Pastor Chadwick at our Knoxville studios. Pastor, it's Good Friday, and Sunday will be Easter in the Christian tradition. Can you tell us a little bit about the meaning of Easter?
For me, Easter begins with Ash Wednesday, when we set a time of 40 days to reflect upon, at least in the Lutheran Church, our sins, our relationship with Jesus Christ, and beginning Ash Wednesday with the sign of a cross on our forehead with ashes, even, reminding us from ashes we came and from ashes we will go. Throughout the next 40 days, our church has Wednesday night devotions, very simple soup suppers, very simple devotions, just a time to set aside for people can continue to reflect upon the importance of this season as compared to Christmas, which is, you know, Advent celebration. Our tradition is to make it more of a solemn occasion. So by the time we get to Good Friday, if you came to our Good Friday service, you would just sense a time of seriousness. People quietly, perhaps the one time of the year when Lutherans can sit in their chairs and in their pews and not talk, and just wait till for the service to start. Usually two of us alternate reading from the scripture the last words that Jesus spoke of his life here on earth, followed by a hymn that has special verses that's for this particular night, and prayer. And then we quietly go home, which is in darkness. The altar is stripped, which for us means no candles, no paraments, nothing at all. Very simple scene with seven simple black candles. And one candle goes out each time one of those verses is read. So at the end, we just have one candle that remains, and that candle is taken out of the sanctuary, symbolic of Jesus dying. And then Easter morning, when people come in, the church is full of lilies and beautiful paraments, and it's a different mood because it's intentionally a little dramatic, Bob, because we want to make it more solemn for those 40 days to have a complete contrast on Easter morning. Because when you come in Easter morning at many churches, the first thing you're going to smell is breakfast because we have breakfast in this case traditionally cooked by our high school kids. We'll have a 7 o'clock sunrise service, and immediately at 8 o'clock breakfast is served, and folks come and enjoy breakfast, and then they come even early for breakfast for the 9 o'clock service. But it is a different mood, intentionally created to emphasize that Jesus Christ was risen from the tomb for us.
More in depth after this. I continued my discussion with Pastor Chadwick and the significance of Good Friday.
Good Friday is to be a day of serious reflection. So we really emphasize on Good Friday the last words Jesus spoken. Jesus on the cross, Jesus on this desolate hill of hatred and horror, and the disciples running away in fear, the women at the cross remaining, the time when we look at Jesus and go, did he really die for me? And that's what I want folks to realize. Yes, he died for you. Doesn't mean you have to go to church every day to receive that. It means you believe in God. And thanks to Martin Luther, I really emphasize the word grace. And as described by one of my confirmation kids many years ago, grace means God loves me no matter what I do or what I say. God will forgive me. And I think that's the importance of Good Friday. A reminder, yeah, well, I don't understand, Bob. I really don't understand exactly how God took my sins on the cross. but it's a gift of love, and I accept it.
You said that God sent his Son to die for our sins so that we might be saved.
Yes.
Who made that bargain?
I think that is a covenant that God made with several people in the Old Testament, with Isaac, with Abraham, with what we call minor prophets. God got to a point and thought, I need to have something else happen here so my people get to know who I am more, and whoever God is sent Jesus. So God made a covenant with people of the Old Testament, Moses and Noah too, and then got into the New Testament and started making them with ordinary folks like us that aren't prophets, but just people that work for a living, that go through life and have our time of trials, to give us a hint. And that's, I think, all it is a hint of love and hope and what Lutherans call grace. And that's a mystery that I can't explain after doing this for 35 years, I realized, coming over here seeing you. I have no more answers than that. I can't explain it intellectually. My favorite Vulcan Spock on the Starship Enterprise could not explain it because, as he would say, it is illogical. I mean, why in the world would a being we can't see come into our world with a being that we can see and give us love and then go back out again? And why in the world do you and I sit here and we struggle sometimes? But we say, basically, we believe in God that we can't see. We believe in the Holy Spirit that we can't see. And we believe in a Jesus that did not live in our time. It's illogical. It doesn't make sense. And I'm not sure I want it to make sense. There's a part of me that says, I just want to sit back and be drowned in this love and this mystery and enjoy it and believe it and share it and sometimes question it, because we always will, and not understand the sin that goes in my heart and I think about, but just believe, and that's how it helps when we get older to believe it, that God does love John Chadwick and loves Bob Leonard, and nothing's going to stop that, period.
Thanks to Pastor Jeff Shydock and Pastor John Chadwick for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIA KRLS by sending an email to bobleonard@KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIA KRLS.